Now stay tuned for the second half.
We welcome you back to Osage City High School. Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trehune. 34-28, Osage City on top as we begin the second half. Osage City with possession. Five starters back out there for both teams. Parsons in the left corner. Cooper Parsons finding Brecken Bowen underneath the Landon Boss. He had a hot hand in the first half. Goes up top. Dalton Schaefer at the foul line. Now kicked out. Cooper Parsons down left side. Brecken Bowen skips it right side. Dalton Schaefer now underneath right baseline to Landon Boss. His shot rejected by Pax Vogel. And we're going the other way. Chase County trailed by as many as 12 in the first half before trimming things to 6 right before the break. Pax Vogel now with it into Aiden Eidman. Back to Vogel. Vogel right wing looking to drive against his own defense. Aiden Eidman, mid-lane jumper. It's short. Gets his own board. Goes right block. Throws it up over the top. Colin Monahan with another offensive board. And he is fouled on the putback. And he'll go to the line looking for two shots.
Yeah, we're kind of right back where we started here with these two teams with the close contact that we ended the first half with. We're starting right back up here in the second.
Foul shot by Colin Monahan. Good.
That breaks a two-shot miss from the foul line for Chase County as they made their first four in a row, missed their next two, knocked down the following two, and, well, the last two of the first half.
Back within five, Monahan at the line for one more. Bangs it off the side of the iron, and it's no good. Rebound to Boss. Outlet pass to Case and Parsons. Now the Cooper Parsons, right side, Brecken Bowen. Bowen lob inside to Kirkpatrick at the elbow. Bangs his way down low, leaves it a little long off the rim, and it's a rebound to Chase County. Dom Collars with it. Now man-to-man defense for Osage City. Rowe, lob over left side to Monahan. Monahan with a step, but leaves it a little bit off, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Cooper Parsons will pick up his fourth foul. Boxing out Dom Collars, bangs him to the floor. It's an illegal box out, and Parsons with four fouls most likely will have to sit. Dennis Fort not going to his bench just yet. There he goes.
There it is.
He'll bring in Brian Davies.
Once again, like I mentioned, though, Mike, if you let Chase County hang around too long, sometimes they can really shift the momentum on their head. They're doing it right here. Thus far, this first minute and a half has really been all theirs.
Dom Collars with it on the inbound. Now to Monahan. Monahan trying to find Eidman in the post, and it's stolen away by Kaysen Parsons. Up the court we go to Bowen. Bowen, left side, foul line. Now to Kirkpatrick. His jumper short. Rebound to Dom Collars. 34-29. Osage City still on top. Buck or 6:30 to play in the third.
You got to follow the ball on that shot. I think he knew it was going to be short, but he never went for it. It was just left right up to a swarm of Bulldogs.
Kirkpatrick been quiet tonight with only 6. Eidman a little bit too far low, too far deep before putting up that layup attempt. It's missed, and a breakaway the other side. Brian Davies with the layup, and re-extends the lead to 7.
Well, that's the first make in 4 shot attempts for either team. Both had missed the last 4.
Tag Rowe, spin move jumper is good. Rowe with 8.
This is turning into a, if you can do it, I can do it better kind of matchup between these two teams. Is one misses, the other misses. One makes it, the other makes it.
Boss with it at the elbow. Kicks it left side. Davies back to Boss. Now Kirkpatrick left baseline. He'll go to the block. Off the window and good. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line looking for one more.
Well, typically I'd say awesome three-point, old-fashioned three-point play, but the way that Osage City is shooting from the foul line, well, the free throw opportunities aren't necessarily their friend right now.
Fouls against Colin Monahan. That's his third, team's first. Monahan and Tom Collars to sit. Wyatt Griffin, Cooper Shore back in there. We're going to have a 30-second timeout by Cade Witt. We'll take a quick break with him. 38-31 our score, 5:40 to play in the third quarter.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Teal Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Backed by outstanding heating and cooling products from one of the industry's most trusted names, Bryant. Contact Teal at 785-528-3912.
38-31 the score. We welcome you back. Caden Kirkpatrick at the line for two foul shots. Or excuse me, one foul shot, looking for the and one. Kirkpatrick with 8 points now. looking to add to a seven-point lead. It's missed. Rebound to Vogel. He falls to the floor, of course, kind of maybe injured that shoulder, but able to grab it away from Lane and Boss. Groh with an excellent drive on the opposite end. It falls through. Groh joins Pax Vogel as the Bulldogs in double figures. Lead trimmed to five for Osage City. Bowen to the right side to Kaysen Parsons. He'll skip it left corner to Davies. Now left wing Boss. Barely draws iron, but offensive board to Kaysen Parsons. Back out Davies in the corner. It's missed. Rebound, Cooper Schroer.
Yeah, Osage City just rushing some shots there. They're starting to panic a little bit as they had a pretty sizable lead.
Cooper Schroer off the window and good. We're going to have a timeout. Actually, Schroer got hit, and he's got some. Or actually, Pax Vogel got hit.
Oh, yeah, he took one right to the eye.
Yeah, I don't know. He's kind of dazed and confused. He'll go to the locker room.
Oh, boy.
With assistant coach Mr. Johnson. But a tough break there for Cade Witt as Vogel's been pretty excellent right there. We're going to have a 30-second timeout taken by Dennis Fort. We'll stay right here with you. So hopefully Vogel is all right. But yeah. Cooper Schroer making this a one-possession ball game, 38-35. It has not been one possession since
the first
early
quarter.
In the first quarter. Before it was 19-14 at the end of the first quarter. But largest lead for Osage City was in double figures. But
11.
Definitely a much interesting game right here. Of course, Osage City undefeated in league play. Chase County's only loss in league play coming to the hands of Linden last time out. Osage City faces Linden on Thursday night. Linden was at Council Grove this evening. So many things to be decided yet here in the last week of the regular season of the Flint Hills League. Of course, we'll have coverage of the shootout for semifinals and the finals on Friday and Saturday. I believe we'll game times at 3 p.m. Of course, quarterfinals begin on Monday.
Some good news. Pax Vogel coming back to the bench there. Looks like he's still maybe washing out his eye a little bit.
Bowen with it in the right corner, going opposite side to Lohmeyer, over to Kaysen Parsons. Some dangerous passes here for Osage City. Bowen back to Kaysen Parsons. Now left side, Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer defending the man-to-man defense. Back up top. Actually, it's going to be a 1-3-1 zone for Chase County. Kaysen Parsons, Bowen now, right wing. Skipped at left corner to Lohmeyer into Kirkpatrick into Boss. Boss right block, just throws it up, hoping for it to go through, and it's missed. Rebound to Aiden Eidman.
Great defense by Chase County right there. For some reason, Boss just decided to take kind of a desperation heave over the shoulder.
Groh driving through, and he'll be held on the drive attempt. Foul is against Kaysen Parsons. That'll be his first, team's third.
Can I just say right now, I love, absolutely love Pax Vogel because he can still, he's got issues with his eye still, and he's begging Coach Witt to let him back in.
Aiden Eidman backing down Kaysen Parsons. Misses the shot attempt, but he'll be fouled. The Parsons' second foul in as many moments. Team's fourth. Midway through the third quarter, 38-35. But Aiden Eidman looking to trim into it. Off the mark, it appeared, but it gets a friendly roll and falls through. Eidman with five, and the lead has been trimmed to two.
Well, okay, now Chase County, you've made this comeback, and you've managed to trim the lead down. Now you have to keep your foot on the gas pedal.
Second one well short by Eidman.
Didn't draw rim.
And we go back to Osage City.
Well, that's what I'm talking about right there. You can't not capitalize on the opportunities that they're giving you. Could have pulled your team within one for the first time in two quarters. You have got to hit those shots. Those are must-makes.
38-36, Osage City on top. Boss underneath. Turns it over to Wyatt Griffin.
Well,
Griffin looking to push.
Chase County wanted to walk, but I think the fact that it's a turnover is why they didn't blow the whistle.
Entry pass to Eidman, bangs him off the face, and he'll commit a foul away from trying to get the ball back. That'll be his second, team second. Vogel back into the contest. Aiden Eidman will be substituted out. So five on the floor, Dom Cothers, Wyatt Griffin, Colin Monahan, Pax Vogel, Cooper Schroer, five on the floor for Osage City, Landon Boss, Kaysen Parsons, Brecken Bowen, Caden Kirkpatrick, and Noah Lohmeyer. 38-36, Osage City clinging to their lead. Lohmeyer up top, Kaysen Parsons, now right side Bowen. Bowen skips it back to Lohmeyer in the corner. Lohmeyer dribbles to the wing. Now skip it back to Bowen, nearly over his head. Now skipped back to Lohmeyer. Now into the elbow, stolen away by Dominic Cothers. They
good
were
patience.
Looking for Kirkpatrick. Chase County looking for the tie, if not their first lead. But Lohmeyer steals it away. Lohmeyer, right block, opposite end, leaves it short. We're going to have a foul away from the ball. Official stepping in. I thought it was going to be a no call.
Well,
but Dom Cothers will be tagged with the foul. That'll be his first, team's third.
Yeah, Marshall Tanking was the official down there on the baseline. Brett Lyman comes in to make the call from near half court.
Lohmeyer at the line for two. Osage City not shooting the best from the foul line, and those woes continue as Lohmeyer bangs it off the back of the rim. Eidman back in there for Colin Monahan. Schroer to sit as well. Tag Grill back into the contest.
Just 4 of 13 overall. Their first trip to the line of the second half here.
Lohmeyer. Good this time. His first points of the contest.
Well, it puts it back to a three-point game.
39-36, under three here to play in the third. Wyatt Griffin left wing, now to Grow in the corner. Skips it right side. Dom Collars bounce pass into Aiden Eidman, stolen away by Brecken Bowen. He'll be trapped underneath, and it's stolen right back. Actually, Kaysen Parsons out of bounds. They'll go back to Chase County.
I think Bowen actually might have stepped out, too, at one point, but tried to make the play happen. Good effort there by the Indians. They're not giving up on it.
Rota inbound underneath the bucket. Go up top. The White Griffin and a stolen away from Boss. Breakaway. Boss going for the dunk. Going to be fouled on the rise by White Griffin. And Boss will have to go to line for two shots.
That was great patience by Boss. He didn't try and jump it, get over eager, or draw a foul. He just waited for that ball, timed it perfectly, and even timed the layup attempt as he drew the contact to go to the line.
Boss at the line for two. Rams out on that one. Boss has been quiet here in the third, held scoreless after 21 first-half points. Cooper Schroer back in the contest for Dom Cothers. 2:38 to play, 40-36 Osage City. Second one, good for Boss. Lead back out to five for the Indians.
Now that's just their fifth make from the foul line, 5 of 16.
Schroer drives in, gets it rejected off the glass by Landon Boss. Into the hands of Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick to Boss, three up top. Short, rebound to Vogel. Actually, it's a four-point advantage. 40-36. Scoreboard operator awfully quick on that. Fouls against Noah Lohmeyer. That'll be his first, team's fifth.
Landon Boss, he's been trying to hit that three all night. He's hit just one of them. A little impatient on pulling that trigger.
White Griffin left side, tag Grow. 2:05 to play in the quarter. Now Griffin with it in the corner. Creates some separations on a spin move, but leaves a 15-foot jumper off the mark. Rebound Osage City. Kaysen Parsons now left side, Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer back to Parsons. Now back to Lohmeyer. Into Boss on the baseline. Kicks it back out. Lohmeyer left unattended on the left wing. His three is off the mark. Rebound to Pax Vogel. White Griffin left side to Tagro. Tagro crossing over low and Lohmeyer. And a foul will be against Kaysen. We're actually going to go against Noah Lohmeyer. That'll be his second, team sixth. So Chase County the bonus the rest of the way. $1:29 to play in the third. Grow inbound to Eidman. Right side, Pax Vogel. Trying to go underneath, but it's poked out to White Griffin. Now Schroer. Elbow jumper is short. Rebound to Kirkpatrick. Osage City going the other way. Left to right on your radio dial. 1:15 to play in the third quarter. Osage City leads Chase County 40-36, and the Indians with possession. Kaysen Parsons, one-handed pass to Noah Lohmeyer now. Brecken Bowen in the corner. Up top to Kaysen Parsons. Now back to Noah Lohmeyer. They'll reset the offense with 60 seconds to play. Bowen, bounce pass into Caden Kirkpatrick, left baseline. He'll fire up a 12-footer. That's off the mark. Rebound to Cooper Schroer. Schroer gets across the half court, finding Tag Grow on the wing. Grow goes opposite side to Aiden Eidman, left unattended. And Eidman now with 7 points.
Great bang-bang play right there. Found his man on the left side. Osage City just drifted a little too far to the right.
Back to one possession, and then Wyatt Griffin, the freshman, will pick up his third foul in the backcourt. Actually, is that his fourth?
That is his fourth.
I hadn't missed one. So he'll have to take a seat for Dom Collars. 28.4 seconds to play in the third quarter.
I mentioned the aggressiveness on both ends. That could be a huge difference maker here as we get set for the fourth quarter. Who's going to have the personnel available?
Osage City looks like they may be holding for one final shot to end the quarter. Kaysen Parsons defended by Tag Groh. It'll be double teamed, and it's stolen away by Tag Groh. Tag Groh looking to tie the ball game. Up and under. He'll be fouled underneath on the layup attempt, and he'll go to the line looking for the tie with 5.5 seconds to play in the third.
I said this the other week. I'm not a big fan of the fancy moves to the basket, but when you can draw contact like that, go for it. That was a good move.
Fouls against Brecken Bowen, his second, team seventh. First one, good. Tag Groh, the energy leader of this Bulldog team. He's got 11 and looking for a tie where Chase County trailed by as many as 12 points earlier in this contest.
That's huge.
40 all, 5.5 to play in the third quarter. And we're going to have a charge to Caden Kirkpatrick in the backcourt trying to create some space. It'll be a turnover back to Chase County, and they'll look for their first lead of the ball game here in the closing moments of the third quarter. 3.8 seconds on the clock. Aiden Eidman to inbound on the far sideline. He'll go right side to Tag Groh, and it bangs him off the face.
Just
and sometimes that old ball just does not lie. Osage City did not like the offensive foul against Caden Kirkpatrick. And they'll get it back at midcourt. 2 seconds on the clock.
Just a little overzealous.
They'll look to go into Boss. Boss 5 feet away.
Wow.
And the buzzer falls through. Osage City back on top. 42-40. We'll take a step aside. Quick 60-second break. Say hello to our sponsors. And have the final 8 minutes of play here in Osage City. But you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Citizens State Bank. Take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC. Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And Murphy Agra LLC. Serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City and Lebo. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Fourth quarter just about ready to get underway. Chase County with possession, trailing things 42-40, but they've made this game a contest as they only trailed by two to begin the fourth. They trailed by as many as 12 points in this ball game previously. Tag Groh, left wing, getting kind of carried away with the dribble, but somehow maintains it. Tag Groh, left block, off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Pax Vogel. His putback rejected off the glass by Boss. It's recovered by Groh. His putback rejected once again and into the hands of Davies. Davies going the opposite way, and he dribbles it off his leg out of bounds. It'll go right back to Chase County. But Boss with two huge blocks underneath. 42-40. Osage City on top. Groh with possession in the half court. Groh, right wing, finding Dom Collars. Collars bounce pass to Vogel. Vogel looking for the lead. Three off the mark. No good. Rebound to Colin Monahan on the elbow. Back out to Groh. He'll fire up a three in the corner. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Vogel with an offensive board. His putback off the back of the rim. And it's rebounded by Landon Boss.
Wow.
Multiple opportunities go for naught for Chase County and Boss up top. Now right side. Dalton Schaefer back to Cooper Parsons, who sat majority of the third quarter with four fouls. Boss to Kirkpatrick mid lane. Now a four-foot floater rolls all the way around the rim and before falling through. That's 44-40.
Yeah, Dom? Right there, Chase County. I mentioned you got to be intentional right there. They tried and tried and tried, but they just could not force that ball in the basket.
So there's the Vogel on the left wing. Vogel spin move, trying to create some space against Kirkpatrick. Foul line now, right side, Aiden Eidman. He'll drive baseline. Kicks it back out to Vogel. We're going to call a block against Kirkpatrick. That'll be his third. Team's ninth, I believe, so it'll be bonus time for Chase County.
A lot of bodies hitting the floor here in this ball game.
Wyatt Griffin back in the ball game, as is Cooper Schroer. Tag Groh and Dom Collars to sit.
Ten of 16 from the line is Chase County thus far tonight.
Eidman split his last trip. Knocks down the first one, nothing but net.
At this point, 6:22 remaining in the game. Three-point ball game. Every trip to the line will be critical for these two teams.
Second one upcoming for Eidman. It's no good. Rebound to Kirkpatrick. Up the court we go to Dalton Schaefer. Now, Cooper Parsons, Brian Davies. Boss, mid-lane jumper, no good. Rebound to Pax Vogel. Vogel finds Wyatt Griffin. We're going the other way. Griffin gets the ball screen at midcourt by Aiden Eidman. Now in the corner to Cooper Schroer. Back to Wyatt Griffin. His shot rejected by Landon Boss. Now in the hands of Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick trying to go the opposite way. And it'll be knocked out of bounds by Tag Rowe. 44-41, Osage City clinging to a lead. Gary Lohman had to duck out of the way. The cameraman over there for Osage City does a pretty good job of capturing moments here.
Dedicated to his craft.
For the Indians. Three-point advantage for Osage City. 5:40 to play in the ballgame. Davies, pass deflected and stolen away by Chase County.
That's just the eighth turnover by the Indians tonight.
Wyatt Griffin with it. Actually, Cooper Schroer with it. Now to Tag Groh. Groh drives with his right hand. One hand pass to Aiden Eidman along the baseline. Falling away. Back to Groh. Groh now to the elbow. Trying to skip it to the left block. And it's kicked out of bounds by Brian Davies.
Hey, if you can't get it to your own teammate's hands, might as well bounce it off the ankle of an opponent. Don't think that was the intention, but works out in Chase County's favor.
Tyson Gregg into the ballgame. The 5'10 sophomore.
Quick scoring update. Final score from Emporia, 58-28. The Emporia boys defeat Paola.
Schroer underneath the Eidman. Rebound to Vogel. His putback good. He'll go to the line looking for the tie. Cade Witt was wanting a goaltending. His boss heavily hit the backboard, causing it to shake on the previous attempt. But Vogel collecting the mess. And he's at the line looking for another. It's Vogel's first points of the second half. Nothing but
tied up.
Tie ball game.
Two ties thus far in this second half.
44 all. Cooper Parsons with it. Right side, Dalton Schaefer. Kirkpatrick right baseline up top. Parsons now back to Schaefer. And he'll come leave his feet and be called for a travel. It'll be a turnover back to Chase County. Dom Collars back in there. He'll sub out Tag Groh. And Chase County will look for their first lead of the ball game. With 5:02 to play in the fourth quarter, Kaysen Parsons back in there. He'll sub out Tyson Gregg. 44 all, 5:02 to play. Chase County in the double bonus the rest of the way. Chase County with five team fouls. Lob inside to Pax Vogel is four, stolen away by Boss. Boss opposite end, off the window, good. Boss too good. And he is given Osage City the lead once again. He's got 26. Griffin to Schroer. Three. Good. Cooper Schroer left unattended in the right corner. And Chase County on top, 47-46.
First lead change of the ball game.
Parsons. Cooper Parsons to Kaysen Parsons. Back to Boss. Left side, Dalton Schaefer. Drives in. Puts it on the floor. Stolen away. The Cooper Schroer. 47-46, Chase County looking to add to it, 4:15 to play. Griffin, right side, Vogel. Vogel will drive right baseline, spin move, and he'll be called for a charge. He completes the shot, but I believe that was Boss underneath taking the charge.
Yeah.
And the foul is against Pax Vogel. That's his second, team sixth.
And you need to give A little bit of credit there, too, to Cooper Schroer as Vogel almost lost his cool there. Schroer comes up, tells him, get on the other side. Don't worry about it. Good job by Schroer to keep his man calm. You don't want to risk a technical this close.
Dom Cotter is defending Cooper Parsons in the backcourt. He'll cross the timeline halfway through the fourth quarter. Chase County on top, 47-46. Parsons with it, right side to Kaysen Parsons. Now up top, Boss. He'll fire a three. It's short. Rebound tipped around and won by Dalton Schaefer. Schaefer to Kaysen Parsons. Now to Boss. Boss, left block, off the window, good. Boss giving the Indians the lead once again. 48-47, 3.5 to play. Dom Collars picks up his dribble in the front court. It's going to be nearly stolen away by Boss, but he's unable to handle it, and it'll go out of bounds into the Osage City band.
Well, that's why you follow the play the whole way through. You don't stop. We've seen so many times Osage City throughout this game has fired a three, missed it, and then they just let the rebound go. Boss understanding that rebound was essential.
Aiden Hyman with the inbound in the far corner, nearly stolen away by Dalton Schaefer, but tag grow. It goes out of bounds, last touch by Schaefer.
Don't get over aggressive.
Inbound once again to Grow. Step back three at the top of the key is short. Rebound to Caden Kirkpatrick. 48-47, Indians on top, 3:15 to play in the ballgame.
Now's not the time to start turning this into a shootout from three-point range. Both teams need to take the time off the clock, try and drive inside a little bit and get the easy points.
Ooh. Dalton Schaefer with it. Heavy pressure on that pass from Cooper Parsons.
No
Grow
foul.
Gets away with it. Back to Schaefer, now to Kirkpatrick. Nice pass to Boss, off the window and good.
You have to watch that back door. He's going to be walking through it every single time if you don't lock it.
Three-point lead for Osage City, 50-47. Grow picks up his dribble. Now to Cooper Schroer. Drives from the left wing, opposite side to Dom Cothers. A nice pump
fake. Way to wait him out.
Leaves the defender to leave his feet, and Cothers has his first points of the contest. Trims it to 50-49.
Way
to
wait
him out. To play. Cooper Parsons, now Kaysen Parsons on the wing, right baseline to Kirkpatrick underneath the Boss. Boss, well off the mark on his shot attempt from the left block, and a rebound to Dom Cothers. Chase County looking to go back on top. They've led twice in this ball game. Tag Grow, left side to Cooper Schroer. Schroer driving from the left wing to the left block. Now to Grow. Grow, right elbow to the mid lane, leaves it short, gets his own board. His putback is short, but he is fouled, and he'll go to line looking for the lead.
I like that Schroer and Grow both thought about the three on more than one occasion. Thought against it, drove inside. You don't get this trip to the line if you take that three. Great job by Grow.
Fouls against Caden Kirkpatrick, his fourth. Rimming out on the first one by Tag Grow. Wyatt Griffin back in the contest for Dom Cothers.
A rare miss at the line by Chase County.
Grow steps back to the line looking for the tie. Long rebound tipped out into the hands of Grow. Grow will get another opportunity. Pump fake, jumper, right side, good.
There you go.
Tag Grow puts the Bulldogs back on top, 51-50. Third. Under two here to play.
That's the third lead change of this fourth quarter alone.
Dalton Schaefer right side, Kaysen Parsons. Parsons back to Schaefer. He'll do a ball fake, dribble it out. He'll set up his offense. 2-3 zone by Chase County. Parsons now with it on the right side. Back to Schaefer at the elbow. Leaves his feet, fights Kirkpatrick underneath. It's rejected by Pax Vogel.
Wow.
And he'll go to Chase County. They have possession with a 51-50 lead and 80 seconds to play.
I'm surprised neither coach has called a timeout here.
Wyatt Griffin left side. Cooper Schroer thought about a three. Kicks it inside the Vogel, and he'll be fouled underneath by Boss. That'll be Boss's third. And Pax Vogel at the line for two shots.
Could have their first more than single lead. They've only led by as many as 1 points. But one point.
Tegan, you're absolutely right. It Dennis Ford, Cade Witt, hanging on to these timeouts.
Absolutely.
First one, good. Vogel with 14 now, 4 points in the fourth quarter.
This is the first, as I said, lead for Chase County that was above just one single point.
Second one from Vogel. Long rebound to Kirkpatrick. 52-50 Chase County, and there's the timeout taken by Dennis Ford. It's a full timeout taken. We better get our breath in here in the closing moments. 52-50 Chase County with the advantage, 1:11 to play. Can Chase County spark an upset on Indians' home territory? Find out next on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by the Bug Guys Pest Control in Osage City. They use the latest treatment techniques with the ability to see an insect problem before it occurs. They knock them out without a doubt. Osage City USD 420. Their school board administration and staff are proud of their students' efforts in the classroom and in all extracurricular activities. Go Indians!
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on their journey to success. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs, and Kansas Graphics of Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legend signage, wide print formatting, and more.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, welcome you back. Chase County with a 52-50 advantage, 1:10 to play in the ballgame. Caden Kirkpatrick with it, right baseline, goes up top. Kaysen Parsons now left side, Cooper Parsons. Skipped back right side, Dalton Schaefer underneath the boss. He'll have to kick it back out to Schaefer. He's left it alone, right corner three, he's off the mark. Offensive board to Kirkpatrick. He's trying to find Boss, he does somehow. Boss driving in underneath, gets defenders to leave their feet, and it rims out, no good. Pax Vogel with the offensive board, and Chase County with possession, 40 seconds to play. Throw with it. Drives in. Bounce pass to Schroer, and he'll be fouled. And going to the line will be Tag Groh.
Oh, what a nail biter.
That'll be the fifth foul against Cooper Parsons. He fouls out of the ball game. He'll be substituted out by Brecken Bowen. 52-50, 35 seconds to play. Tag Groh at the line for two and a double bonus. Good on the front end.
If ever you wanted your free throw percentage to be what it is, it's Chase County's. It's right now.
Trying to make it a two-possession ball game with 35 seconds to go.
Does
good.
It.
Tag Groh. Don't need a three right here if you're Osage City.
No.
Just need some points. Kaysen Parsons with it. Back to Brecken Bowen. Into Kirkpatrick. He'll fire up a three in the corner. It's rimmed out. No good. Offensive board to Bowen. He'll be fouled underneath. And he'll go to the line with 21.7 seconds to play.
Well, good job by Bowen to follow that play. You know, the play's not done until you hear the whistle. He stays with it, tries to make a second chance opportunity, and he gets to go to the line. But now you have got to start knocking down these free throw opportunities.
Fouls against Cooper Schroer. That's his third, team's seventh. At the line for two, Brecken Bowen. It's good. Bowen's first points of the contest. Back to one possession, 54-51. Second one for Bowen. 21 seconds to play. No good. Rebound tipped around. Still loose. One by Cooper Schroer. And he is fouled by Caden Kirkpatrick, who picked up his fifth foul of the contest. Kirkpatrick will finish with 10 points, excuse me.
Oof.
Chase Williams into the ball game.
The Chase County and Osage City student sections getting into it. Woo! This one's tense.
Cooper Schroer at the line.
Scoot a little further down this way.
Trying to make this a two-possession ball game. Bangs it off at the rim. No good. He'll step to the line for one more. 54-51, 18.9 seconds left to go. Second one for Schroer. The left-handed shot. No good. Rebound to Williams. Now into Boss. Boss streaks down. Left block. Off the window. Good!
Oh!
He is fouled! And he will go to the line. Looking for the tie with 12 seconds to play. Wow.
Oh.
Player's going to play.
What did I say?
Woo!
Free throws are going to be a huge difference maker here.
That's the third foul on Aiden Eidman.
Oh, my God.
Chase Williams will be substituted out by Noah Lohmeyer. Boss has not looked the best from the charity strike tonight.
Well, to be fair, his whole team hasn't.
Looking for the tie now, though. It's missed. Rebound to Aiden Eidman. Eidman to Pax Vogel. Up the court we go to Tad Groh. Under 10 seconds to go, and Groh will be fouled in the front court with 7.5 seconds to play.
All right, now here's where you've got to hope that he misses these two shots. If he misses, Osage City, you've got to get a man down. Transition is going to be the key here.
Big foul shots for Groh. Makes the first one. Groh has came up clutch here in the closing moments. We're going to have a full timeout taken by Cade Witt. We'll stay right here with you. 55-53. Chase County clinging to a lead. They trailed by as many as 12 points in this contest.
Oh.
Before finding themselves, and I don't think they've led by, I guess, 3 points is their largest lead, and that was previous right there. 4 points, that's
four
right.
Four points, largest lead. And here's an interesting note. Even if he makes this, it's still a one-possession game. But when you look at the shooting percentages, Osage City, they're going to have a three to keep this game alive. They are 2 of 15. They have not made a three-point shot since the first quarter.
And that was, you know, two threes by Boss. Obviously, it's going to be in his hands. But if you're Chase County, if you make this shot and you go up by three, you only have 8 fouls, you definitely foul.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't allow them to get a shot.
Absolutely.
Put them at the line. Make them work for it again. Extend the ball game.
That's what I'm talking about, the transition. If you're Chase County, you've got to have at least two back deep, because you know as soon as that ball goes in the air, no matter what happens, Boss is heading all the way down the stretch. He's going to be ready for that pass that's coming.
The junior tag row to the line looking for one more.
What a game.
55-53, 7.6 seconds to play. Foul shot, rims out, no good. Rebound to Boss. And Boss will be fouled in the backcourt by Tag Groh.
Well,
oh, my goodness. So
wow.
Going for a 1-1, Landon Boss.
Well,
6 seconds to play. Looking for the tie.
Yeah, and Coach Cade Witt not happy.
Front end, good.
Got it.
Oh, man. Boss with 9 in the quarter for 32 overall. A 30-second timeout taken by Dennis Fort. Wanting to talk things over. Actually, it has to be a full timeout,
yep.
So stay right here with you once again. The last minute has taken 6.5 minutes.
Welcome to basketball.
Another broadcaster's jinx by Tegan for saying, hey, they haven't used their timeouts all game long. But it's a close ball game.
Exactly. What are you talking about? Of course we're going to get the timeouts towards the end.
But what a treat we've been here tonight. Tegan, honestly, looking at this matchup or this call tonight, I anticipated the girls' game to be the close game, and after the ball game that Chase County lost to Linden 61-39, I thought that this one would not be as close, but credit to Cade Witt and his team for really battling this one out.
Well, I
and
think
wanting to make things interesting.
Chris Kirkpatrick is certainly happy this wasn't, his game wasn't as close. I'm curious what the strategy is going to be here for Osage City.
Boss looking for the tie.
Got it. Transition defense.
6 seconds to play. Cooper Schroer with it at midcourt. The Tag Groh mid-lane throws up a jumper. It's good!
And that's it!
Tag Groh! How about that, Tucker Groh? 57-55 the final. Cade Witt in the Chase County Bulldogs improved to 8-1. In prime position, Landon Boss did everything in his credit, but it was not enough.
Wow.
Tag Groh with the buzzer beater going coast to coast. How about that? We're going to have to catch our breath in this one, Tegan.
So's Cade Witt.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I can't wait to talk to our good old boy, Cade Witt, in this one.
Goodness.
57-55 the final. And now Chase County becomes big, big Osage City fans on Thursday night.
Wow.
As that might have an opportunity for a three-way tie in the Flint Hills League. But we'll step aside for the Rich Door Company postgame show, tally our stats, and have a postgame interview with Cade Witt. But our final here in Osage City, 57-55, Chase County defeats Osage City.
Area high school basketball.